Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
While the Israelites were in Egyptian bondage, they multiplied rapidly. So rapidly, in fact, that the Egyptian Pharaoh thought he had to develop a plan for preventing their further growth. He set taskmasters over the Israelites and made their lives bitter with bondage. Exodus 1:14. The Israelites kept right on multiplying. The Pharaoh decided to have the Hebrew midwives to kill all the boy babies. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. Exodus 1:17. Did the Hebrew midwives do right in saving the lives of the boy babies? You know they did. Because of their respect for all human life and of their fear of God, they were blessed. Exodus 1:20. When the Pharaoh realized the Israelites were still increasing in numbers, he called for the midwives and said unto them, "Why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive?" Exodus 1:18. The Egyptian Pharaoh did not understand the moral values of the Hebrew people. He had little respect for human life, especially for the lives of those who were not Egyptians. If he had believed in the sacredness of all human life, he would not have kept the Israelites in bondage to slavery, nor would he have abused and misused them as he did. He could not, or would not, understand why the midwives had disobeyed his commands. He did not realize that they had a higher allegiance. When he asked the Hebrew midwives why they had kept the men children alive in disobedience to his demands, they replied, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered before the midwives come unto them." Exodus 1:19. The Hebrew word rendered lively means vigorous. The Hebrew women, unlike the Egyptian women, had become strong through laboring at difficult tasks. When it came time for them to deliver their babies, they did it more quickly than the Egyptian women. At least, that is what the Hebrew midwives reported to the Egyptian Pharaoh. But were the Hebrew midwives lying, as they are often accused of doing? Alan Cole's commentary on Exodus says concerning the response of the Hebrew midwives, "Even if they lied, it is not for their deceit that they are commended, but for their refusal to take infant lives, God's gift. Their reverence for life sprang from their reverence for God, the life giver." Exodus 20:12 and 13. "And for this they were rewarded with families." The relevance of this to the modern controversy about abortion should be carefully pondered. Page 55. There are several reasons why I have serious doubts about the midwives lying to Pharaoh. There is nothing on the surface which suggests they were lying. We would have to read into the text our own views about their lying. Paul argues, "Let God be true, and every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged." And Paul added, "And not rather, as slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just." Romans 3, 4, and 8. God does not want us to do evil, and lying is evil, that good may come. I am fully aware that many of us have been tempted in that direction, but it is never justified. The Bible specifically condemns lying. "Lie not one to another, seeing you have put off the old man with his deeds." Colossians 3, 9. Would God endorse lying in the Old Testament and condemn it in the New? Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.